Right. Well, so what's been going on? Is there anything that anyone would like to share about what God's been doing?
Yeah.
All right, Steve.
It's the same project I've been on that I've been talking about week after week. There was a real bad stopping point that I couldn't get past. I said to my boss, well, what about I, because it's IBM software, so I said, what about I open a case with IBM? She said, well, you can if you want to, but they'll likely just say that it's a Microsoft problem because it's Microsoft software interacting with IBM software that was the problem. She said, maybe you should uninstall and reinstall this other thing, or, try uninstalling the Visual C++ redistributable packages one by one and reinstalling them, see if that helps. And she suggested a bunch of crazy crap like that. And so yesterday I opened a case with IBM and they responded within the hour and I had the problem passed within 2 hours. And I told my boss and she said, that's incredible. So yeah, this is not really a testimony, but Cindy and our daughters, well, they won't come shopping with me anymore because I'm a smart aleck. At the store, I say to the person there, I said, it says shoes and shirt required. I said, does that mean I need to take my pants off? Sorry.
No, that's quite all right, Steve. It's who you are, man. Yeah, we love you. That's great. Yeah, you are a smart aleck. That's a great testimony though about the IBM thing. How God works all those little details out is amazing. And he does, God is such a gracious father to us. He always takes care of those things for us, no matter how big or small they are. Anything that concerns us concerns him. And he loves to take care of those things. So that's a wonderful, wonderful illustration of it. It's one of those mornings where it's a receiver fellowship as opposed to a giving fellowship, right? Like, boy, sometimes I know that God leaves us speechless, right? For the grace and mercy he gives to us. We just don't know what to say. And that's okay. Sometimes it's like that. Also, hey, Lori, what's been going on with you?
A lot. My whole life's fixing to change again.
Ah.
Okay. There's a person in North Cross that I take care of. And well, the person that she lived with has passed away. And there's no one there to help her, and she can't take care of herself. So they've offered me the place. But it's a challenge to go here because I'm going to deal with 4 cats, 2 dogs, and a house has never really been cleaned by a guy. But it's, she needs help, and I need to do it. And it goes within my bounds. The nice thing is I'll have a whole house to myself. So I'll do a lot of changing. But I will have internet there because I just found out from T-Mobile I can take my box in and it will work. So I will be able to get on fellowship now. Because down there, they don't have any of this stuff. They're old-fashioned people. They read the newspaper every day. They have no idea about phones or anything. They don't own a cell phone. So I'm going to go educate them, too, of things they can have. So, but that's, it's going to be a change. I'm going to do it at the end of the month. So you guys can pray for me because I got a lot of packing, and I'm not a packing person. I hate moving. I've got everybody arranged to help me move, but I haven't packed yet.
Well,
and that is not a lot.
Okay. All right. Well, at the end of this month then. And
yes.
So are these anybody that we know, or is this people you can take care of?
No, she was my roommate. She was my employee in Florida, and she became homeless. And when we came to Georgia, we brought her with us. Okay, but she's been living with these people, but she had that stroke and she can't even hardly feed herself. So I have to, you know, I'm going to have to train her that her mind works, but she's refusing to let it work. I know what I'm saying. I mean, she could do a lot more if she was pushed, but no one ever pushed her. You know, they just want to stay in the bedroom. She will stay there 30, 40 hours at a time. So, except when I go there, she comes out. So, I'm, you know, it'll be a healing process for her, too. Because I'm always telling her what God could do. And I showed her some the other day, and she couldn't believe it. So, it's going to be a challenge. But my life, you know, it's like having another job all over. It's very hard. I have not had to wait on anybody or cook for anybody in years.
Well, that's going to be that'll be a full-time job, then.
It feels like a full-time job. I mean, wow. He never trained the dogs or the cats. They got to do anything in that house they wanted.
Oh, boy.
So there's a lot of cleaning to do, too.
Yeah, I would think so. Well, yeah. We'd definitely be praying for you, Lori.
And I know
it'll turn out to be a great blessing. Like you said, you'll have a whole house to yourself, which is nice.
I will. I have a whole house to myself. Because she doesn't get up before 2 or 3, and I get up real early.
Ah.
So that'll give me time for everything. And training those dogs.
And I'm sure we'll hear a lot of testimonies about how God is proving himself there.
I can't wait, because I believe this is from God, and I can't wait to see the testimonies. I can't.
Good.
I'm looking forward to it. That's what's keeping me going.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing that. We'll certainly keep it in our prayers. Well, what else? Anything else? Anybody got? Any testimonies from across the pond over there in India?
Vineet
wanted to share something? Okay.
Vineet.
He's still mute, though.
Nikita.
Hi,
Nikita.
How are you?
आप अपना कुछ टेस्टिमोनी शेयर कर सकते हो लाइक गॉड कुछ भी यानी आप बोलो आइदर हिंदी और इंग्लिश एक टेस्टिमोनी टाइप का कि गॉड ने आपके साथ क्या अच्छा किया है वो सब चीज बोलना है बोलिए हेलो
हेलो
हाँ कुछ बोलिए टेस्टिमोनी शेयर कीजिए
यस गॉड हैज गिवन मी द बेस्ट लाइफ पार्टनर माय पेरेंट्स And also people like Michael Mayer, Don Gandrio.
यानी आपको ये शेयर करना है कि भगवान ने आपके साथ जिंदगी कभी कुछ अच्छा किया कुछ ऐसा एक इंसिडेंट पाया जिसमें कि आपको लगे कि हाँ गॉड है गॉड एग्जिस्ट करते हैं तो उस बारे में टेस्टिमोनी शेयर करना है कुछ ऐसा इंसिडेंट बताइए जो आपकी लाइफ में हुआ
ओके
It's okay.
Yeah, no problem. I know sometimes you feel like you're on the spot, but no, It's okay. If there's something in your heart that you desire to share, then it'll be there, and don't, that's okay. But I want you to know that you're always welcome to share, everyone. Okay. Thanks, Nikita. Dhanyavaad.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Wonderful. Anyone else? All right. Well, that's okay. So I really enjoyed last week with everyone, but really enjoyed last week. It was a wonderful blessing just to take some time and read through all those scriptures that we went through. It's such a blessing when we take the time to do that. You know, we don't do that all the time, but boy, when we have the time to do it, it is really such a blessing, because the things in the truth of the Word of God, the things that are there for us, you know, it says in more than one place that these things, God had these things written so that we could be encouraged. We who would come after these events, you know, that are recorded in the scripture could be encouraged, you know, as to the power of God and the way that God takes care of us and loves us and the things that he is able to do, you know, the immense power that he can, work in us, and so that we can really be established in the truth of what he has made us in Christ. Because what he has made us in Christ is something that we could never have done for ourselves. And, that is one of the great things that stood out to me when we were reading in John, in the Gospel of John, John's record about that Last Supper with Jesus Christ, and, those things that he shared with them were, just, they really stood out to me because they are distinct and, specific to the Gospel of John. They're not things that are written in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And Matthew, Mark, and Luke, covered a lot of the same information, whereas John just took it a little bit more and shared a little bit more about those things that Jesus Christ taught. And I think that thing that stood out to me the most was the foot washing. And I think the reason that it did is because I took it to a deeper level, because of that one verse that when Jesus Christ looked at Peter and said, if you don't let me do this to you, then you can't be a part of what's coming, right? You can't enjoy all of this. And I thought, well, so it must be more than just that illustration of what it means to be a servant. You know, that we have been blessed by God, and given so much. We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ. We have the wisdom of God. We have been sanctified. You know, we've been set apart, right? From all the rest, from all of the world, you and I who choose to believe in our heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and that he is our Lord. We have confessed him as our Lord. We're set apart. In God's eyes and in God's heart, we're set apart from all the rest, you know. And there are many good people out in the world. There are many good people who do good things, good works. And yet, if they're not born again of God's Spirit, if they have not come to that place of accepting that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead and he is the Lord of all men, then they're not set in that basket of great things that God has done, like you and me, right? You and I are set apart. And it's not because of what we have done. It's because of what Jesus Christ did. And that, to me, is one of the fundamental things that in this administration of the grace of God, as we wait for the Lord to return, as we live our lives and keep God first in our lives and seek to please him by believing his promises, right? Like it encourages us to do, to cast our care upon him because he cares for us. You know, to do these things that the scripture encourages us to do, just only brings us more and more and more blessings. But it begins by accepting what Jesus Christ has done for us. You know, he is the one who has cleansed us from all unrighteousness. You know, yes, he served, and that's the illustration he gives, is that I'm your master, but I'm going to act as though I'm serving you in everything, everything. And he did. He did that. He presented to us everything that he had in his relationship with God. He made it available for us to have it so that we could walk with God the way he walked with God, that we could do the works that he did and greater works, that we could, you know, really see what it means to believe in this God who is now our Father, who has all the power of the universe. And it is focused toward you and toward me, right? Like the Ephesians prayer said, you know, that we may, you know, that know him, right? And the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe. You know, this great power that he has directed it toward our lives, to take care of our lives, to heal us when we're sick, to strengthen us when we're frail, you know, to bring us courage when we're faced with something that may cause fear in our hearts and lives, right? To give us specific direction when we have doubt as to which way we're supposed to go. What are we supposed to do? God provides that wisdom and knowledge for us. So it all begins, you know, when we accept what Jesus Christ has done for us and stop trying to do it for ourselves, right? To stop working at being better and realizing that we are as perfect as Christ was perfect before God. We've been made that, right? And that's a hard thing for people to understand and work with. Especially the religious world has a hard time with that. Because they always equate it to, well, then you're just saying that no matter what you do, it just doesn't matter. You know, just doesn't matter. You can do willy-nilly life, whatever you want to do, and just doesn't matter. But that's not the proper response to it. The proper response to the grace of God is to be stunned. You know, I'm stunned at the grace of God. I'm stunned that he would look past my frailties. I'm stunned that he would say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I'm stunned that he would call me that. I'm stunned that he would call me his son. And that's the response. Because when we really understand and believe, when God really opens the eyes of our understanding as to really the grace that we have in Christ, that it is favor that we could not earn. Right? That's what grace is. It's God showing his favor to us in spite of our stupidity. That's the way I like to describe it. You know, that he is gracious to us always. And every time we make a mistake, or every time we do something that falls short of his standard, he continues to show us that he cares about us in spite of it. That's grace. Right? It's grace. And we all make mistakes. We all do. We don't focus on them because he doesn't focus on them. And if God doesn't focus on them, then why should we, right? We realize that, like it says in Romans, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. No negative judgment toward you. That's what condemnation is. It's having negative judgment fall upon you, right? You're being judged as guilty, right? But no, not to you, not to me. Right? There is therefore now no condemnation. And the reason for that is because Jesus Christ did for us what we needed to do on our behalf, which we couldn't. He did it for us. And that's a great reality to keep in our mind and focus in our heart and mind. And And because of that, we are willing to serve. Right? We see how much he served to us when we did not deserve it. And so therefore, we're willing to turn that around and serve others. Right? This same bread of life that has established us and strengthened us, we serve to others. We share with people, you know, when the vast majority of Christians are out there pounding on their Bibles on the street corners, telling everyone to repent, God is giving them a reason why they would want to. And it's not fear of condemnation. Right? And that's the great difference between what man has done with his religion and what God has done through his son, Jesus Christ. God will only motivate with goodness. It is by the goodness of God, it says in the scripture, right, that we change. It's the goodness of God that brings us to repentance, not the threats, of damnation or all the rest that the church wants to continue. Some churches, not all, but some churches want to continue to throw that in people's faces. God wants you to know there's a reason why you can change your mind and believe what he has given you. And that reason is his goodness. His goodness. That whenever we call upon him, he's there. Right? Whenever we ask of him, he does for us, like Jesus Christ explained to his disciples that night. Look, if you ask anything, anything of the Father, he'll do it for you. Because he loves you just as much as he loves me. That's what Jesus Christ told them. And that was stunning to them, as it no doubt is. It is to us. To think that God would do for us in the same way, with the same love, with the same enthusiasm, with the same show of power that he did for his only son while he was walking on this earth, right? It's stunning. But it is something that God desires for us to see, right? And that, I believe, is that grace upon grace, right? That grace upon grace. God has always been gracious. Doesn't matter what administration you read in the Bible, he always shows his favor to those who have a sincere heart. Right? I mean, look at the things he did for Israel. He got them out of bondage. They were in bondage for generations, 400 years. And finally the time was right, and they cried unto him, and he said, okay, it's time. The time's right. Everything's right. Everything has been waiting for this time. Everything's been fitting into place. And now finally, I'm going to get you out. And he got them out, right? And that's a show of grace. But you and I, you know, all the things that he did for them in the wilderness, a show of his great grace to provide food for them. They didn't even have to go hunting. He just brought the birds to them for meat. He had the manna there in the mornings for them for bread to eat. He led them through the wilderness to places where they could have water, where they could have a comfortable place to live. You know, all in view of even showing more grace to them when he brought them into the promised land. God has always shown this grace. But you and I, the grace that came with Jesus Christ is grace upon grace, right? It is such a great display of favor that God has shown toward us. And we have the benefit of that every day. Every day that we live and breathe, we have that benefit. No matter what it is that we need, we go to God, we ask him, and he will do it for us. And when we get to that place in our mind where we realize that, hey, there's nothing that God doesn't want us to ask him about and ask him for, he wants to be involved in our lives. You know, it's like a parent right? We as parents, those of us who are parents, we know the eagerness that we have to help our children. We want to help them in everything. And that's the way God is for us. Isn't he better than what we could ever imagine wanting to do for our kids? Yes, he is. So we continue to recognize that God has a desire in his heart to share with us his favor continually and constantly because of what Jesus Christ did for us. Because he's the one who has cleansed us from all unrighteousness and served us and prepared us for this great time of the mystery being revealed, where not just these things weren't just for Israel. They thought it was. John didn't know that it wasn't. As he wrote those things, recounting the things that Jesus Christ taught to them. And even after, those things that he taught them afterward, after he was raised from the dead, before he was ascended into heaven. Those things, they did not know that those things were going to be available to everyone of the world, everyone outside of Israel included. That wasn't known until God revealed it to Paul, that these things that Christ accomplished would be for all of the world, no matter what nationality they were, no matter what nation they were from, or where they grew up. It extended to everyone, right? Everyone. Jesus Christ said it by revelation in the beginning of the Gospel of John, when John recorded what he said about God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Wow. The world. He didn't say, God so loved Israel that he sent his only begotten Son. No, he loved the world. He said that by God revealing it to him, right? By God giving him those words. He said, I'm sure he questioned. He said, wait a minute, I thought I was here for Israel. Ah, but I'm here for the world. Ah, okay. Well, I'm not sure I understand that yet, but I'll do what you say to do. So eventually God revealed it to Paul, that the Gentiles would be joint heirs, right? Fellow heirs, and of the same body as Israel would be, right? And that the glory of the riches of that would be Christ in you, Christ in all of you, Christ in each one, that power, that connection to the Father personally and vitally in a very, very real way. You know, just as intimate as Moses' relationship was with God, yours can be. You know, every person in Israel had to look to Moses to say, you know, okay, what's God want us to do? Now it's a different time. Now it's a different blessing. Now we each individually have that privilege to go directly to God. We don't need a mediator. We don't need anyone in between us and the Father, because Jesus Christ is the one who mediated this relationship now. He's mediated this new arrangement for each of us, that we could in reality have a personal and real relationship with our Father God. The one who said, you know, he is the God of all creation. You know, he's the one who made it all. He created it all. And you and I have a personal relationship with him. Wow, that's really something. And it all came because of what Jesus Christ did for us. That's where it starts. That's where it is. That's where it will forever be. For you and for me. Our relationship with God hinges completely and solely upon what Jesus Christ did for us. And now it's up to us whether or not we're going to take advantage of that or not. Right? Are we going to walk with God, or are we just going to walk by ourselves out there in the wilderness somewhere? Right? Well, we're going to choose to walk with God. We're going to choose to walk with one another because I know that your desire is to walk with God. And so I'm going to fellowship with you. I'm going to endeavor to stay in touch with you and have relationship with you as well, because I know that you're seeking the same thing. Because as we do that, you know, we see the blessings. We see the blessings full come into our lives with full power, full strength, right, from God. So our lives are blessed. Our lives are so blessed because of what Jesus Christ did for us. Now, I know it's a wrestling match sometimes to get our heads around that, sometimes to get past what our senses register. But we just continue to encourage one another. We continue to encourage ourselves. In our own personal lives and in our quiet time with God, we continue to encourage ourselves that He's there. His promises are true. And we remind Him of that. You know, Father, I know Your promises are true. But I just want to see them come to pass. And so we are, you know, we become relentless, not with seeking to change ourselves, but we become relentless in seeking the promise of God fulfilled in our lives in every condition, in every circumstance that we find ourselves. When we need healing, we trust that God will do it. And if we need some help, we ask another believer to minister healing to us. When we need certain things, like for things to work out for our lives, we trust that God will do it. We ask Him. We ask Him specifically, this is what I need, Father, and I'm counting on You to do it. And we will see it. And that's the mindset we have. Just like Jesus Christ said to His disciples when they were stunned with the fig tree that had withered. And He said, look, all you need do is believe God, and the impossible becomes available to you. The impossible. Oh, but I'm not good enough. I don't know. I'm a bad person. I don't think God would ever do that for me. Yeah, well, Paul was a bad person too. Look at the things God did for him. Peter was not exactly the greatest either. I mean, heck, he denied the Lord. He just would not fess up to knowing Him. He was afraid. Yeah, but, so, you know, I mean, what have you done that's any worse than anything else that anybody else has ever done and kept God from blessing them? It's when we turn our heart to the Father that we receive those blessings and realize that, hey, you know, He chose me knowing who I am. He knows who I am in the flesh, and yet He chose me anyway to show Himself to me, to prove Himself to me, to father me like His own child. That's what God wants to do for us. And we realize that He wants to do it for us because of what Jesus Christ did for us. So keep that in mind whenever, you know, there are things that are challenging you, and that's what I try and keep in mind too. Is that I know that God wants to take care of this for me because I know that what Jesus Christ did for me is true. Right? So, those are some of the things that have been on my mind and heart this week. So, I love y'all. Any comments? Anything?
God keeps reminding us of things He's done for us in the past, so that we always are in remembrance that God has always been there for us and will always be there for us. All throughout the Old Testament, you always see stuff about how God took them out of Egypt and brought them across the desert. And that theme is repeated throughout the New Testament. God took them out of Egypt, brought them through the desert, just so that they don't forget everything God has done for them. And, you know, that's kind of a biggie. I mean, I was reminded last night, we were in the middle of a thunderstorm, and I was reminded last night that year before last, a tornado, a literal tornado, was literally coming down our street and literally jumped over our house. Two houses away on the one side there was damage, two houses away on the other side there was damage, but nothing in between. So, yeah, God keeps reminding us all the time of stuff he's done for us, just so that we know that he's powerful and he's out there and he's going to do more.
It's great, Steve. I remember that. I remember you sharing that testimony with us. That's great. Yeah. And that is so true. That's so right. Wonderful. Thank you.
I do too. I remember last year when you shared that, Steve. This is Kathy. Donnie, I am so thankful for your life. You just always set our vision so high. And I mean, no pressure. I mean, just how you explain the scriptures to us. I'm just so thankful, that I've got somebody to, motivate me, if you will, to think bigger of my Father, to think greater of who Jesus Christ is to me, and then even greater things that I can do. And one thing that occurred to me, I don't know, it's probably been a month ago, but you know that great verse in Ephesians 3:20, that we all quote, we all know, it's so big, so powerful. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And somehow I've been talked out of all these years that I've known the scripture, I've somehow subtly twisted that in my head thinking it's according to my believing. You know, and correct me, Donnie, if I'm wrong, but it's according to the power, the dunamis that's always present within me. It's not like God's up there flipping switches, like, okay, you can have a little power today, Kathy. You can believe God today. You can see a miracle today. No, it's that power that's always with me. And since I've changed that, I've tweaked my thinking and realized that it's not about believing. It's the power that's working in me. And I choose to operate that power now, today. I've been seeing miracles almost every 3 or 4 days. It's been so incredible. And, I credit you and Patty for, helping raise my vision and understanding what God's heart is to me. So anyway, thank you. Love you, Donnie.
Thanks, Kathy. Thank you. Love you too. Just keep working on it and maybe you'll see miracles every day. Just kidding. You said every 3 or 4 days.
That's what I'm talking about. You constantly are raising my vision. And by golly, that just very well might happen.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Kath. That's great. Wonderful. Yeah, God's good. God's good. And he's made us good, which I appreciate very much. But yes, okay, we know that. We know he is. We just keep reminding ourselves. So he loves each and every one of us. He's going to be there for us and continue to remind us, like Steve said, the things that he's done for us already, that it's just such a wonderful thing that he does. So fear not. Anticipate, be joyful, and expect the best. Expect God to do great things for us continually, right? So love you all very much. Why don't we pray and have some manifestations and we'll close it up, okay? So unless there's anything else. All right. Okay. Well, Father, thank you for your love and grace. Thank you for continuing to open the eyes of our understanding the way you just have such a fun time doing. So we're thankful for it. We're thankful for the way you have chosen us and called us out of the darkness of this crazy world and brought us into your presence. Thank you, Father, for that. Thank you that we can continue to benefit from all those things that your Son Jesus Christ did for us as we live our lives and wait for you to send him back to get us. So thanks, Father, for that. Thank you for continuing to open doors for each of us to share your wonderful love and to demonstrate your power that dwells within each of us. Thank you, Father, for continuing to inspire us and remind us to speak in tongues much and build ourselves up as nothing else can do. Thank you, Father, for continuing to empower each and every one of us and energize that spirit that dwells within us. Thank you, Father, for these things and for a great week ahead as we anticipate the wonderful things that you have prepared for each of us, not only in answers to our prayers, but in things that we just have no conception of, that things that hasn't even entered into our minds yet that you have prepared for us. And we all know that those are going to be great blessings, that's for sure. So thank you for these things and for the words that we can hear from you in that wonderful and powerful name of Jesus Christ. Someone speak in tongues and interpret or prophesy, please.
Know, my beloved children, that I, the Lord thy God, have done everything for you. I will do everything for you. Know that you need not worry. Know that you need not fret, because my power is enough for you. It is sufficient.
Exonda cadaveriente sotro cadaveriente, duraveriendo esodriete e puliante ete tu, exonde criate enuliama amariete. My people, you are my loved ones. Go forth knowing that I, your Father, love you tenderly and care for you each and every day. Walk forth with great boldness, knowing that I have placed my Son within you and you have the power of Jesus Christ through me. Go forth and be glorious, my people.
Great. Anyone else?
You confront the world each and every day, my people, as you stand on my word and whether or not. You can conquer all things in your life and adorn me with a blessing because you stand boldly and you live the love that my Son has given to you. Stand, walk, go forth, no matter what you do. No matter what you think, I am always here waiting for you to speak with me and bear your heart.
Well, Father, your voice is so sweet to our ears, and the magnificent thing that you have said to us this morning, talk about the cherry on the top of the cake. You know, first with Donnie and his sharing, his teaching, and then the manifestations, how you glorify us, how we confront the world, but in a loving way, Father, that exposes who you are and draw men to you. And, Father, you know, the excitement in our hearts that people could actually want what we have is just amazing. And, Father, we just love you so much. Your goodness, your graciousness, your tenderness to us is just, like Donnie says, it's, I forget what word he used, jarring or awe-inspiring. But we love you so much, and we love each other. We thank you, Father, for this wonderful Zoom fellowship today. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. wonderful. Great. I feel good. Do you feel good?
I feel good too.
Yeah.
Good. Wonderful. Well, we love you guys. Love you all so much.